Look, tell me about, and I find it slightly difficult and uncomfortable to ask a 13-year-old about having suicidal thoughts, but what was happening in your head?
I just wanted it to stop, but I couldn't really think of any other way to make it stop. And it was just like a really bad situation where you lose both ways, where unless you manage to find a third option, which is quite hard to do, but...
What age were you when you were having suicidal thoughts?
I was 12.
And what did you do about them?
I just kept them up in my head. I always tried to find a way to get rid of the anger. For like, whenever I was at that time, we have the garage just full of wood, and we have an axe, so I just spent most of my time just destroying stuff in there to like try and vent most of my anger. So if you do like are feeling bad or angry, do try, definitely try and get it out.
Don't bottle it up.
Yeah.
When you were having suicidal thoughts, did you talk to your mum?
Not until I was at the breaking point, and then like...
What was that breaking point?
It was just whenever it just wouldn't stop. Every day I was coming home thinking, I'm gonna do it. And then most of the times when I did that, like, because we have a dog, it just looking at you just changes it, because you don't want to leave something like that behind. And once whenever I was like really thinking of doing it, I had a cup of bleach out in front of me, and because my dog thinks that everything's food, he was just sitting there looking at me like, really, can I have it? And it just like made me think, why am I doing this to myself? It's just, I need to deal with it. It's good to be able to deal with it on your own, but if you can't deal with it on your own and you need help, it's good to get help. I mean, help makes it so much easier to deal with.
And what did you say to your mum?
I was feeling really down. I was hanging around town waiting for my bus, and I just sent my mum a text saying I'm feeling depressed, so I'm suicidal. And it was about the 7th or 8th time I was feeling this way, so...
And what did your mum say?
Well, I got the text at work, and I immediately stopped everything and phoned. And by that time...
What goes through your head when you read a text like that from your son, your 12-year-old son?
Well, I thought, I'm an hour away from home. What on earth am I going to do in this situation? So I phoned him, and I said to him, look, I'm leaving work now. You know, let's sit down and have a talk about this. And in the meantime, I phoned our GP, and I got Luke an immediate urgent GP appointment. And I will say that once I said that my son had suicidal thoughts, I got the GP appointment immediately. Mm-hmm. So we went to the GP at around about 5 that night, and he spent some time with Luke on his own, and some time with me on my own, and some time with us both. And he recommended some counselling, which we started the next day. So within a few hours, something tangible was done about Luke's feelings, and he knew that there was a mechanism out there that he could actually reach out and get help from other people.
It must be a mother's worst nightmare. And this is almost, you know, I understand, Luke, that you were going through a horrendous time, but
I think I went over 70 when I was on the motorway. No, horrendous.
And did you have any idea beforehand how things were for Luke, or how he was feeling?
I knew he was being bullied. He's being bullied quite a lot throughout school. Mm-hmm. And we moved his primary school because he was getting bullied. And in his second primary school, he had a couple of male teachers who were fabulous.
So you knew that there had been problems, but just not, it had got to that stage.
No, I didn't realise his mind was like that.
I guess that is the problem for a lot of people and families in this situation, that sometimes they don't send the text that Luke did to you, and they find out when it's too late.
Yes, absolutely. I think there are so many trigger points that... I didn't know there was a trigger point for Luke. I mean, I know generally there will be trigger points for anybody trying to take their own life, but it's knowing what those trigger points are. It's knowing how other people, how they talk, how they speak to you. And
so it's really I suppose listening to your family. It's not just kids. It's not just your children. It could be anyone, a friend. You know, it could be even your parents. So it's just, I guess we're all so busy, but it's really listening to people in your life and maybe trying to pick up when there is something wrong.